Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With Bonte here, it was a trap game, and I'm just disappointed that in our defense in particular, other than Fred Warner, because we went up against Sam Darnold last year, and we should have had those reads down. We should have not been playing so much man coverage, given they were running a lot of like meshes and corner routes. So that's all I got to say, guys.
Hey, I got the bat phone or the bat line to Bonte. That's our guy. I don't think Bonte would say a trap game in week two without your best player. I'm going to go out on the limb. I'm going to confirm. But a trap, how could that have been a trap game? It's week two. And you're without your Michael Jordan.
Because maybe you're looking ahead to the division game with the Rams.
Huh?
And maybe you're looking at Minnesota and saying, Sam Darnold stinks.
Well, that's on the coaches then.
And they were missing Jordan Addison.
Sam Darnold does not stink. Okay.
Oh, now he doesn't.
Oh, Stoddy, you know I've always said, could he do what Purdy was doing? He's a modern-day Baker Mayfield right now. He's finding a home. And if Minnesota's going to play D like that, man.
Seen ghosts.
According to Alden Garcia, Dibs is the one who had a schedule loss. Remember, they were coming off a short week too. Let's not forget about that. They're coming off a short week.
These dudes get paid millions to play.
Oh, now they get paid millions.
They travel on airplane hotels.
So they
in
get
the
trained.
Sky.
They get
miss me. This ain't the '70s where they're on the charter plane and they're cramped. These dudes are getting massages and whatever on the plane. I'm sorry if a regular Joe like me, I don't want to hit back to back.
So they get
back
they
in
get,
the 70s, they were playing three games in a row. Stiney, five games a week. Miss me. Miss me with
nobody's ever played five games in a week.
No, you know, come.
What did you mean?
Stop. You cannot have a trap game until after the first month of the season.
Tell it to Bonte. Don't tell it to me.
I don't believe he said
I'm sticking up for my guy.
Trap game. Ain't no trap game when you're on high alert without your best player, to me.
Okay. Say it to his face.
No,
say it to Bonte's face.
I'm going to text him now.
Let's go to Austin in the city. Hey, Austin, what's going on?
Austin.
Hey, nothing much. I just want to say this. I think this is especially the game for our quarterback. Only reason why I say this. Yeah, look at it. CMC, we already know how good he is. He came to the 49ers. We didn't know what our quarterback was capable of, Mr. Relevant. So, with these two, with Debo being out and then these injuries, we should already know that. We will be next to these injuries, Kittle. So, yeah, I'm looking for some four touchdowns from our quarterback, because I'm tired of hearing these slanders about him being Jimmy G. He may be a better athletic, more athletic version of Jimmy G, maybe. But I'm looking forward to see what he can do. Make it really make his name for himself without CMC and Debo on the field. And one more thing with Debo.
Yep.
The 49ers looking like the Warriors getting ready to break up with these injuries. What y'all think? He the next one out like Clay?
I mean,
well, you just paid them. That's the rat on the table. We talked about all offseason, and I love me some Debo. I just don't like when you try to get too cute and have him back there. You are right, Stoddy. He lined up back there. But still, I mean, this is And Evan's right. The game log is on his side. He don't have three games and missed the 14. But the bottom line is nobody, even against Green Bay, he left in a playoff game right when it started. And then in the Super Bowl, he was doing the same Bobby Brady thing. But, man, this calf thing is not ideal, but it's part of the Debo experience. How about that, Stoney? Meet me halfway.
Nope.
You won't.
Debo Samuel
stop.
Has not missed a playoff game.
He left in the end of the first quarter against the Packers.
2019, three games started, three games finished.
Yeah, whatever.
Three games started in 21.
What about last year? Go to last year, because he didn't finish the Green Bay game.
He started.
But did he finish?
He has not missed a playoff game in 4 years.
I know what you're doing.
He hasn't.
Yeah. You're good,
He's played 12 playoff games.
He hasn't
missed a playoff game. That's why... I'm with Evan. I don't think he's injury prone, but he's got to get nicked up. And you know what? We keep playing 17 games and we move it to 18 games. The baseline, it's going to be just like basketball. You're just going to want a guy to play 14 out of the 18
games. Well, I'll tell you what. Last year they lost three games without him. He left the Cleveland game. They lost that, and that's when the onslaught came of losing. And we talked about his threat, how you use him as a pawn on the chessboard, and he puts stress on you because he's so dynamic, and they could use Kyle can use him so many different ways.
Yeah,
that got me more nervous now that on top of McCaffrey, your boy's out. Man.
I wouldn't get nervous.
I just don't want people to take this injury stuff out on us. You know, call us and talk to us. We're here for you. But
well, if they take it out on
me, my girl Lori Matthews, she can do, she's taking it out on me, and she thinks I don't. She's lashing out without lashing out.
Look, who's more hurt, the Rams or the Niners? Thank you.
I'm going to go you.
Thank
I don't
you.
Give a rat's.
Exactly. So quit crying about injuries.
What if I said
it's
equal?
It's the NFL.
What if I said equal in regard to star power with the...
Oh, they're missing their two best receivers?
Cup and Nakua and... Yeah.
And here's something you would do. And they don't have Aaron Donald anymore. Hey, Grandy. How you doing, buddy?
Look at him. Tell the people why you're breaking him up.
Nah, he can't hear us yet.
Oh, okay.
So I'll wait till he settles in.
Right.
Pat in Foster City.
Pat's got, I'm crying.
Pat's got my... You are. You're whining. Pat in Foster City. He has my perspective. Give it to us, Pat.
Yeah, I do. But Goo got me fired up with that music, I'll tell you. I'm ready for the weekend.
Let's go, baby! Yeah!
Yes. But, I guess real quick, you know, who needs to step up? It's not the $1 million quarterback or the $3 million running back. I agree with Matt. It's the $30 million receiver that has to step up. And so does Williams, the $30 million tackle. And so does Kittle, the $25 million tight end. They're making the big bucks. They're going to have to do it this week. So that's what I think. But the main reason I was calling regarding Purdy, you know, I couldn't agree more with Matt in terms of the Niner perspective on this and Purdy's perspective too, because if they sailed along and got to the Super Bowl, maybe they lost in a close game in the Super Bowl and Purdy had a good year like last year or close to it, you know, how much do you attribute that success to the Niners overall team? And how much do you kind of look back and say, you know, what was his college career like? We only have 2 years, 2.5 years to evaluate this guy. You know, no question, he's great, really good. But, I mean, is he a $60 million guy? You got to look at the whole data package. And if you look at his college career, it was, you know, pretty good, but not on a major college level. That's why he was the last pick in the draft. He played a couple years. He's not got the strongest arm in the league, that's for sure. He's not the fastest guy in the league. So he makes good decisions, but now we're really going to see the decision-making. And I think it works in both player and the organization's favor, because at the end of the year, you know, I think Purdy wants to feel like he's been treated fairly. And if he kind of lays an egg the next couple weeks and then kind of comes back when these stars come back, that paints a little different picture for the salary going forward. And I think it's a really good opportunity to kind of see where he stands. So I definitely agree with that, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Pat.
It's so much.
You're trying to
stay in the moment, but you can't ignore it.
You have to look at the silver lining if your guys are banged up.
If he plays well, then it's a silver lining.
I think if he stinks, it's a silver lining. Because if he stinks and you begin to have questions about him, Well, then maybe you don't want to pay him $55 million. Like, that's this to me is perfect. Maybe he shines.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Maybe he is the reason that they win the next two games. Well, then guess what? I feel a lot better about Brock Purdy moving forward. And
I'm not going to go overboard with my
Oh, I am. Yeah. Oh, I'm absolutely going to. These next two games are the biggest regular season games that he's quarterbacked, I think.
He's been to a Super Bowl, Stein.
I said regular season.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, but yeah, there's like no... Well, there's no hiding right now. He's got to play well.
And I can hear McCaffrey's dad say, you just want to talk basketball. But Draymond Green's headed to the Hall of Fame, right?
I guess.
Okay, if you took Steph Curry and Wiggins off of that team, wouldn't Draymond probably look more ineffective than he would have?
Yes.
But what if we got to do? I'm not saying give scholarships, but we got to be prepared to do that with Brock.
Okay, what about when Steph plays without guys? How does he look?
Like Steph.
Thank you. Like he is good enough to hold up in any situation.
So you're putting that standard towards Brock?
If he's your franchise quarterback, I don't think that's unfair. The 49er fans think that's unfair. I'm not saying the next two games are going to make or break Brock Purdy.
But the next two games matter. And that I agree with. They do, Stoney, but they don't supersede 2 years of almost batting 400 if we're talking baseball. 380.
Why not?
It's really not reality.
It is going to be his reality if he gets paid. It will be. I think we all can acknowledge that, right? They're going to lose probably a weapon. And, you know, why not find out right now what he looks like? Yeah, I'm going to say it 415. These are legacy games Purdy. Mm. Yes, Evan.
Well, the whole point is replacing weapons. The entire premise of the conversation is that things will be different beyond this season for Brock.
I think so. Do you?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Just because there's different names or different players doesn't mean you can't find similar production.
We watched
a team last night of the Eagles that paid its quarterback and actually got an additional weapon for their quarterback. And he didn't look as good when his number one receiver wasn't on the field. So just because you have to pay someone doesn't mean that all of a sudden they're playing with JV players.
It seems to me like there's an understanding that if you end up paying Brock Purdy big money, that it's going to cost you in other areas. And if it's, and the 49ers, it sounds like, and we were saying this a year ago, they may have to make a decision between Ayuk and between Deebo Samuel.
But also, maybe they won't. Too, I don't need to speak for him, Stoney, was they'll find replacements. Now, maybe they won't be sufficient.
Exactly.
He's not going to just be by himself.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, it's okay. You don't have Deebo and you don't have McCaffrey, but you still have Mason. You still have Kittle. You still have Ayuk. Yeah. And you know what? You still got maybe your best receiver so far this year, Juwan Jennings. So, like
I'm not fighting you. I get it. These are they are so important, but I can't believe I'm the one that's trying to what do they call it, Stoney? Not do too much and overreact on. I really got to ask you or anybody out there, because you're not the only one saying it, don't be too quick to throw away what he's done when the team was a whole too. Like, just because they were healthy, you can't just say, well, hey, the team, we're going to lose some people, so we got to judge you on these two games or four games or five games.
If I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, but if you guys think that Brock Purdy, if he doesn't play well the next 2 weeks, there isn't going to be a firestorm of criticism and a firestorm of conversation about who he is and what he is and how good he is with certain players and how good he isn't without certain players. Like, I think that's naive. I just do. And it might not be fair, but I think that's the way it is. Brock Purdy can...
Well, this is
really
the Super Bowl for him then, Stoney, the way you're talking.
Biggest regular season games, I think. Yeah. I think these are two big regular season games.
Until they play two more, and then they're whatever the record is, and whoever they're playing that week,
right,
then
but
that's the biggest game.
I'm assuming they'll be healthy in a few weeks.
Let me ask you this. How good do you think Brock Purdy is?
I think he's pretty good. But I'm looking forward to seeing him play
still,
the next 2 weeks.
I agree, but I still, forget the injuries, Stoney, I still needed to see more.
Exactly.
And I still do. And last week I gave him a C-. That didn't help, but I'm not looking at it like, hey, how you pass this test is how you play when you're down two studs. That's where I think that's being a little too
over the top. You don't think these games
matter.
Are any more important than any other games for Purdy?
Just as much as that Minnesota game was.
Yeah, I think it's more. I just do. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Rob is in Dublin. What's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
Hello.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey.
I called originally about another topic, but I'll get to that at the very end.
Okay.
Hey, real quick. Hey, I think Brock's going to be just fine. We Shanahan loves this guy. The team loves this guy. They rally around him. He doesn't give you the oh no throws. I haven't had an oh no throw all last season and into this season still yet. There's a few questionable, but they're not the oh throws like Jimmy. So I think we're good there. We'll be just fine. Now my issue was, with this last game, we have a vanilla offense that's very predictable. Once Conley comes in the game, you know it's a run. Once Deebo goes in the backfield, you know it's a run. Once Juwan gets on the field, you know it's a pass. It's too predictable. We're too easy to see what's happening. And my last point is this. If we get that, what was that one call that they just blatantly missed when they body slammed Purdy in the backfield after he threw the ball and then leads to the punt and then was leads to the 100-yarder? Come on. Momentum is a big thing in the NFL, and yeah, we lost it all right after that in that game. So I'll take comments off the air, fellas. You have a beautiful, blessed day, and I love listening to y'all. Y'all great.
Thanks, Rob. Man. Appreciate the call.
And I'll disagree with Rob Stoney. I thought there were some, well, anytime you throw an interception, that's an oh-no throw. There were a couple just high passes, like, and I don't know if that's
because Football Focus only had one other ball that was interceptable.
I'm going to read that tonight.
I'm serious.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they did.
See, that's
I'll
wrong.
I'll go find the story.
Yeah, but that's wrong.
During the
But anyway, that's his reality, but I'm not fighting you on your premise of these games are huge.
They are.
For Brock. I'm just not. But Steiny, they're not going. Let's just say they went. They were two of his worst games. That is not going to, when we get to money time, supersede what he's done. That's my strong.
Well, you're discounting what he does after. Well, I mean, you're assuming he has two bad games and then he's great again.
Just like the three last year where he was okay. Remember, he was throwing interceptions in Cleveland and Miami.
So he had a
concussion against the Vikings. Okay, I'm not saying he didn't come out the game. He played. And then the Cincinnati, he threw the interception. You know, it's just, this is part of
being
an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. It's a pressure cooker. And Brock Purdy, there's a segment of fans that doubt him.
Yeah. And that I don't doubt.
Okay. I mean, like, he's a nice guy. He's a hell of a quarterback. But
I wonder, does the organization, are they whispering of, now we get to see what he really is? To that caller's point, he says they love him, and there's nothing to that, Goo.
It's a completely new and different way to evaluate Brock Purdy. It just is. And if he comes through with flying colors, then maybe – you find out what you thought you knew already, and that he is the real deal. And moving forward, as long as we put competent players around him, he's going to be a hell of a quarterback.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.